Women and men's sexual histories have got quite different assumptions underpinning them. And these cultural values of female passivity and male activity dominated the way that people have considered homosexuality for hundreds of years now. Largely, lesbian and gay histories have been written separately, so that generally speaking, they form two different traditions, with women relying on a mix of passionate friendship and cross-dressing female husbands, and men relying on histories of sodomy, pederasty, and buggery prosecutions that were most commonly traced through legal documents. Social reformer Jeremy Bentham wrote the first known argument for homosexual law reform in England in 1785, which is a really long time ago. But at that time, being caught for buggery earned a man a sentence to hang. However, communities of alternate sexual and gender people have also been well documented, with specific instances such as the Molly Houses, which were the precursors to the gay bar, being recognised way back in the 18th century. Despite this supposed history of degeneracy, heresy, criminality, asexuality, fraud and deception, we know that from many fragmented sources that same-sex love persisted and even thrived.